This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. There's an old song that was played too much, but quite successful in the cafe society circles, called Taking a Chance on Love.
Oh, here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. All starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a framer, and I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumber and bets were taboo, but now I'm playing the number on a little dream for two. Wading in again, I'm leading with my chin again. Starting out to win again, taking a chance on love.
Ah, very nice, Bing. And now here's Gil and Drake.
You ever lay awake at night all tense and rigid, trying not to worry about all the problems and chores that you have to face tomorrow? You hear every noise in the house, and the more you listen, the louder it gets. But you try to tell yourself nothing's wrong, but you can't relax, you can't sleep, and finally morning comes and you drag yourself out of bed. You know, it's not normal to feel like that day after day. But have you been depending on the caffeine and coffee for a quick pickup? Well, your doctor will tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to wonderful new coffee flavor Instant Postum, now available for the first time. No caffeine, and there isn't a taut nerve, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and relax. Feel better, act better, and look better.
Frequently, on these sessions, I've reviewed some books. Not that I feel that my viewpoint means anything particularly, but like most folks, if I read something I enjoy, I like to commend it to others. There's always the off chance that someone may hear and take heed. Anyhow, tonight I'm going to verbally flip through the pages of a volume which is an old favorite, which over the years has been read by more persons and has had a greater printing than any other book. For the past several decades, it has run into 7 million copies each year. And although this book has found its way into the same number of families, it really cannot be classified as a bestseller since it doesn't cost a cent to a copy. I have reference to the Sears Roebuck catalog. And not only is the Sears catalog a highly entertaining hunk of printing, but its past issues offer an invaluable record of American mores and manners. I suppose you could call it a diary of the times, where one can see how the families lived and what tools were used, how they spent their leisure time, what they wore. These hefty volumes are often referred to as the wish book. To get in many a time that I've stretched myself prone on the floor and slowly turned the pages of this paper-bound bazaar, inspecting, choosing, and wishing. I remember quite vividly a certain 22 single-shot rifle with a genuine walnut stock. I could remember a harmonica in a velvet-lined case and a hand-tooled saddle for a horse that we didn't have. Then there was a bone-handled toad stabber. He had four blazes, really a dilly. Took quite a while for us kids to get through an entire Sears catalog, but it was a must for those long winter evenings. By the time spring came along, we were well into the harness section. Those nightly sessions took place, of course, long before television, but some of the pages were reproduced in color, and they were a welcome relief from our old stereoptic views of Niagara Falls and Indian summer at Harper's Ferry. At the risk of being dated, I recall some of the items that were offered to anyone who had very little cash and could fill out the order blank. For mother, there was a cast-iron wood-burning cook stove, a collection of queens. This black beauty was kept functioning and delivered its advertised BTUs of heat by armloads of wood brought in by small boys. But the smells that emanated from it on Fridays, which was considered bake day, certainly worth all the trips to the wood pile. Each stove even had a small reservoir where Dad could dip down and ladle out hot water for his lodge emblem shaving mug that he got from the catalog. And some item, too, isn't it? Hundreds of thousands of small boys have lingered with desire on the pages that displaying the gold pocket watches with engraved scenes on the back. It was hard to choose, hard to wish for a watch with the stag or the one showing old 67 locomotive taking a curve. But if the catalog was a wonderful dream world of the small fry, it also had a lot of laughs for the men, particularly the section featuring in the ladies' hats. Even as now, the women folk were subjected to lots of unsolicited remarks from their husbands about the headgear they ordered. I want to tell you, in those days, a woman's hat was a hat. There being enough egret feathers, wild cherries, crushed velvet, and ribbons to decorate a fair-sized banquet hall. And the hat pin that came with one of these top-heavy bonnets could be pulled out and brandished for purposes of self-defense. Really a lethal weapon, but if Mother picked her Easter chapeau from the Sears catalog, Father chose his spring suit a few pages further on, and Junior found his high-button copper-toed shoes. Back in 1915, you could get a good all-wool blue serge suit for $12. And if you're really in the chip, you could go as high as 25. That is, if you knew how to fill out the handy charts for jotting down your own measurements. It was easy to keep up with the Joneses because everyone had the same catalog the Joneses did. My early interest, I suppose, in music was kept alive by what I saw in our Sears catalog. And had I the necessary price in those days, I might have become a genuine nickel-plated imitation for casual walnut banjo player for only $7.65, including home instructions and a spare banjo pick. Also a cap of the Astro for changing keys. I threw that in there, I think. For those who wanted to read books instead of music, there was a wide selection of fiction. No need for a lending library when one could order a copy of Ben-Hur for 39 cents. Harold Bell Wright, When a Man's a Man, or the Hatch Knife Outfit Western series. There was even a handy little gem flashlight in the hardware section in case you wanted to do a little surreptitious reading under the covers after you're supposed to be asleep up in your little beddy bar. So for pure entertainment, I must recommend a Sears catalog, especially one dating back 40 years ago. Not likely to find a Geiger counter or plans for a bomb shelter, but you see some illustrated American economic history. And wonderful prices, too. Proof that Sears catalogs are important pieces of literature is the fact that the Library of Congress has a complete collection. And I must tell you also that all the motion picture studios in Hollywood use the catalog religiously as their authentic records for source material when they're looking for costumes and mores and manners of bygone periods. Some books are spoken of as the lay-down and pick-up-again type. Certainly wouldn't seem that the Sears catalog fits rather nicely into this category. In fact, you have to pick it up and lay it down several times. There's too much to cover in one session, and it takes most people all winter to get through it page by page. Incidentally, I wonder if those beautifully gaudy striped blazers will ever come down. Pretty classy. I know where I can get a swell English bulldog, but I never do. Got to have a bulldog to go with a blazer. Got to have a boat or two, one of them skimmers. And strong. Oh, well. Now, friends, if you can stand some musical reminiscing. Stand in here, huh?
It's not the pale moon that excites me, the thrill that delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft light to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Now let's listen to Galen Gray.
Say, have you seen the new model automobiles? Classy, huh? How would you like to trade your old car in on a new model? Or better yet, did you ever feel like trading yourself in for a new model? You know, some of us take better care of our automobiles or TV sets than we do of our own complicated, sensitive bodies. And maybe you say, yeah, sure, I know somebody like that. Yeah? How about you? You ever get in arguments about nothing or toss and turn all night? Could be you're not taking care of yourself. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So how about switching from caffeine-heavy coffee to a new, wonderful hot drink 100% free from caffeine? New coffee flavor Instant Postum can't make you nervous or irritable, and it can't keep you awake. Now, you try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and just see the difference. And you'll find that your grocer has new coffee flavor Instant Postum at less than a cent a cup.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good night. Thanks very much. The Bing Crosby Show was transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum. A wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Show.